Channel Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. This is the Jewish year of 5774, which Jews in Ukraine, Israel, and around the world observed from sundown on Wednesday, September 4th, until sundown on Friday, September 6th. The name for the Jewish New Year is Rosh Hashanah, which in Hebrew means the head of the year. It is one of the most important religious holidays for Jews, a day of awe and fear, but also a day of celebration. Rosh Hashanah remembers the creation of the world. It's a time of continuous introspection, looking back at the mistakes of the past years and making plans to do better in the new year. To do teshuvah, returning to the path of the Almighty. Rosh Hashanah is also called the Feast of the Trumpets. At the central observance of the holiday is the sounding of the shofar, a ram's horn. This sound is to awake souls from their slumbers and alert them to the coming judgment. It is a reminder to dedicate one's life to serving the Almighty and His commandments. At this time of year, the common greeting is Shana Tova, which means may you enjoy a good new year. No walk is permitted on Rosh Hashanah. Much of the day is spent in synagogue. Rosh Hashanah meals usually include apples and honey to symbolize a sweet new year. Pomegranates are popular Rosh Hashanah fruit for several reasons. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8 refers to pomegranates as a native fruit of Israel. Their tightly packed seeds symbolize unity between people. The number of seeds is thought to be 613, which corresponds to the number of commandments in the Torah. Other symbolic foods include dates, black-eyed peas, leek, spinach, and gourd, all of which are mentioned in the Talmud. Typically, a round chola bread is served to symbolize the cycle of the year. Some communities have their own unique customs and serve symbolic dishes. Gefilte fish and lekach, Jewish honey cake, are commonly served by Ashkenazi Jews on this holiday. Every Rosh Hashanah, there is a major pilgrimage to Umань, a city in central Ukraine. 10,000s of Hasidic and other Jews from around the world travel to Umань to pray at the burial site of Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. The Rosh Hashanah pilgrimage dates back to 1811. For hundreds of Hasidim from Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and Poland. However, in 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution sealed off the border. In the following decades, the savage repressions of the Bolsheviks, Nazis, and Communists forced a handful of Hasidim in Ukraine underground. Those discovered by the KGB were exiled to Siberia, where they died. During World War II, the Nazis decimated Umań's Jewish population. Nevertheless, the pilgrimage resumed in 1948, although on a drastically smaller scale. In the 1960s, American and Israeli Hasidim began to make the pilgrimage to Umań, traveling legally or illegally, to pray at the grave of Rabbi Nachman. In 1988, the Soviets allowed just 250 men to visit the Rebbe's grave for Rosh Hashanah. In 1989, over 1,000 Hasidim gathered in Umań for Rosh Hashanah. In 1990, the number had grown to 2,000 and up to 30,000 pilgrims this year. The pilgrimage has sparked tensions in the past. but local officials have been working to ensure a peaceful and well-organized event. Last fall, Israeli Consular Chief Alon Shoham remarked on the strong sense of harmony and cooperation between pilgrims and locals. This year, Ukrainian officials are looking at ways to help alleviate traffic congestion. This includes opening a decommissioned airport near Uman for pilgrims and possibly running extra trains to the site. One of Rabbi Nachman's most famous saying is, "If you believe you can damage, believe you can repair." This is our goal, to achieve full understanding of this saying in order to repair relations between Ukrainian and Jewish people. On behalf of all of us at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Art, I'd like to extend best wishes to all our listeners in the spirit of Rosh Hashanah. May this year bring peace and prosperity to all the world, and most especially, blessings upon all the multi-ethnic peoples of Ukraine, who are working together to transcend the troubled past in order to build a peaceful, prosperous, secure, and sovereign Ukrainian state. This is Renata Ganinets. Until next time, Shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.